Hi, brothers and sisters in Christ. How are you today? I hope that you are well. God has been so good to me, and I know that He is good to you too. God put on my heart some news report that I read recently. There were a couple of stories of mothers, young mothers, who committed suicide with their children because they were depressed. And they could not cope with the stress of life. And there was another news story of a young teenage boy who has been abused by his stepmother, and he says that he forgives his stepmother. And I know that the Lord has a message for you, have a message for those people, especially the young people of the world today. The Lord says that He knows how you feel. You think that He does not know, but He knows. Young people of today, God is addressing you. God is addressing you. God says that some of you, you feel like you are the lost generation. You are the lost generation because you feel like you have lost so many things. You have lost your right to an active social life, to even sports. Now you have to wear masks. Now your schools are shut down. Now you cannot gather with your friends and hang out. You feel like all your life was suddenly snatched away from you and taken away from you. And you feel like it's not fair. And the economy is crashing. And for those young people, you know that you're going to face a lot of problems and challenges, even finding employment after your education. I feel that the Lord has a message for you today, young people of this generation, young people of the COVID generation. You feel like it's unlucky. Like, why does all these things have to happen to me? Why happen at my generation? Why can't it happen to the previous generation or to the future? Why am I the one that lose my privilege, that lose my rosy future, comfortable life? And I heard the Lord saying that He has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten you, you lost generation. And the Lord says that He knows it's unfair for you. He knows that suddenly all these things will press on unto you when you were scarcely adults, yet you were faced and confronted with all these serious and adult situations. The Lord says that in the hard times, that's going to come, going to follow. The Lord says that there's going to be a lot of traumatized young people. They are traumatized because they have just came of age and their maturity is still tender, and they are confronted and flooded with all these situations that things are spiraling out of control for them. No one can control the pandemic and the economic situation. Not even their leaders, not even their government leaders. And this generation of people, they are going to feel so displaced. They are going to feel a sense of a loss of control. And they are like grappling in the dark, not knowing what to do because their future is bleak. God says that for the older generations, those who are already settled down, those who have families, have careers, they have already lived the prime of their lives. And they are already set in their ways. Whether they be good or for bad, they are more or less, they are already set. But God says, the young people of today, their future is uncertain. Whether they go for good, go for bad in the future is still uncertain. The outcome is still unknown. And God says that it is Satan's plans to traumatize the next generation so that they become desensitized, they become numb, and they become robotic in the way that they process feelings and emotions. They quell it down, they suppress it, they don't acknowledge it because they are not able to overcome it. So it's an escapism. But God says that that's not the answer. numbing yourself or pretending that all is well and all these things doesn't exist, you're only denying yourself and lying to yourself. God says that if you do that, you do not own up to your fears and to your feelings, you will appear to be better a little in the short term. But in the long term, you'll have a crushing defeat and a crushing downfall. And the Lord says, two choices lay before you. Either you choose the radical way, where you become bold as a lion in me, or you become lost, tossed to and fro about with the wind, and finally you will drown in the waves. God says to the young people, if you are hurting, He's your mother and He's your father. If you have no mother and no father, because they were irresponsible and they did not fulfill their duty by you, God says that He will be your father and He will be your mother. God says that the world has no more hope for you because even the adults that you look up to, they are unable to solve the problems. They are not able to give you any security because these problems are bigger than any humans can handle. And God says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Whoever comes into me through me shall not die, but have abundant eternal life. And God is saying, I, Jesus Christ, am the answer to the world's problem. He made such a bold claim, and He says, test me and see if it is not true that I am the answer to all your problems and all the world's problems, because I am God. I made this earth, I made heaven, I made hell. All these things are totally within my control. I have autonomy. And Jesus says to the young people, put away the old sinful ways of your ancestors and your parents and your grandparents. You've seen it for yourself, how weak they are, how much mistakes they made, how they let you down, how they let people around them down. God says that, I know you resolved in your heart that you never want to become like them. You said to yourself that when I grow up, I'm not going to do these things. I'm not going to be so lousy, be so shameless, or bring all these hurts and pain to my family members. And God is saying to you, He approves of your intention and He endorses your thoughts. You are right to think that way. Now let me do it with you, He says, because you're not able to do it on your own. God tells the young people, you have the heart, you have the right thinking, you have the passion, but you have no money, you have no resources, you have no wisdom, you have no support system, you have no power, nobody will listen to you. You have no way to break out and to break through. I am God. I have all the resources. I have all the wealth. I know all the connections that I need to know. I have the power to change situations for you, to open up pathways for you, to close doors against the devils for you. God says, I have the power. You have the drive and the motivation. I want your drive. I want your motivation, and I want to give you all my blessings so that you will succeed in your wildest dreams, so that you will succeed in what you want to do, so that you will no longer say you're the lost generation, because I'm your father and I'm your mother, and I'm going to bring you back to find the way that you want to find, the way that you want to go. Didn't you say that you were young? Didn't you say that you have prime energy? Don't be a coward, He says. Be radical. Dare to be radical. Come on, you are young and you need me, a God, to tell you to be radical. My young people, I see a lot of potential in you. I see a lot of talent in you. I know that if you are brought up the right way and you listen to my precepts, and you have my advantages and my resources, you will go far. You will go further than your wildest dreams. God says that Let's have a negotiation and let's have a partnership. I am like the rich millionaire. I can give you what you need, material and non-material, emotional as well. But you have to fight according to my terms. If you take this negotiation, you agree to this handshake, I will train you. I will teach you. I will teach you. You'll become like in the Matrix. You'll be trained by me for my purpose. God says, young people, when you want to choose your gang, you got to choose the one that has the most power. Between Satan and me, do you think Satan has more power than me? Or me, God? I have more power than Satan. So make sure that you choose wisely and you align yourself with the more powerful side.